I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Smoky Mountain News reporter Holly Kays. Holly, thank you.
Good to be here.
Holly, there were 12 charges brought up against Chief Patrick Lambert. What are some of the examples of what was brought up against him? Because they're very wide-ranging.
Yes, they are. So if I were to go into all 12 of them, we would be here for a while. The first article, and this is the one that was probably discussed the longest, had to do with a hotel contract he had signed with the Tribal Casino Gaming Enterprise prior to his swearing in, but after his election as principal chief. Patrick Lambert owns the Cherokee Grand Hotel, and he had entered into a contract with the TCGE that would pay $3,825 per night over a four-year term to provide overflow rooms to the casino. The articles of impeachment claimed that the contract violated a tribal law that states no elected official can enter into a contract with any tribal entity. However, Lambert's defense was that he was not sworn in at the time the contract was signed and therefore not an official, though he had been elected. And he also said that the contract benefited the tribe as the per room rate was much lower than what the casino has typically paid for overflow rooms. Many of the other articles dealt with contracts as well. One of them charged that he had executed several high-dollar contracts without the required business committee approval, including a contract for a $62,000 renovation of the executive office that wound up costing more than $600,000, among others. Lambert had a defense for each of these. For instance, he said that the $62,000 contract was never executed. Instead, it was kind of put aside and rolled into that larger $600,000 contract, which did have business committee approval. There was another one for a forensic audit that was originally $65,000, but wound up costing $315,000. And according to Lambert, forensic audits have always been considered consulting agreements, not subject to business committee approval. So the hearing dealt a lot with specific procedures and these more technical details as to which documents require which type of approval. There was also a good deal of argument regarding his contract with the Asheville-based law firm Cloninger, Barber, Searson, Jones, and Cash, especially a $9,100 charge for services performed prior to his inauguration. Lambert said that no payment for those pre-inauguration services were authorized or disbursed until after his swearing in, and he also maintained that all those legal services were intended to benefit the tribe and that they dealt with the five different resolutions he introduced on his first day in office. Tribal council unanimously approved all of those resolutions.
You were there for the trial. What was the mood in there? What was it like to be in there for this? This is a very rare thing with the Eastern Band of the Cherokee. So what was it like to be in the room?
The atmosphere was definitely tense. The composition of the room seemed to shift from day to day over the course of the hearing. The hearings began on Monday, May 22nd, continued to the 23rd, and then to the 24th when deliberations began and the verdict was announced on the 25th. So both pro-impeachment and anti-impeachment folks were there in attendance.
Discuss a bit of what the prosecutors were discussing in their arguments. You talked a little bit about what Chief Lambert's defense was. What were prosecutors saying?
Prosecutors were alleging that Patrick Lambert had essentially enforced one set of laws for himself and one set of laws for everybody else, that, you know, he essentially operated as, you know, a one-man government, executing documents without getting approval from others as required. And two of the articles of impeachment, which are two that he was eventually found not guilty on, dealt with the Grand Council of enrolled members that he called on April 18th. And the prosecution alleged that these gatherings were designed just to benefit himself and not for the good of the tribe as a whole. So many of the arguments were along those lines, that Patrick Lambert had manipulated the system in various ways to benefit himself and his friends.
He's been a very controversial figure since he was first elected in 2015. What role did that play in how this trial played out?
Well, Patrick Lambert was elected in September of 2015 with 71% of the vote. So there were definitely many tribal members who were in support of him, and his platform largely hinged on cleaning up corruption in tribal government. He's maintained throughout all of this that the impeachment proceedings are simply retaliation for his efforts to fulfill that promise. In April 2016, he announced preliminary results of a forensic audit into tribal government that showed thousands of dollars spent on clothing purchases and vacations and that kind of thing using tribal monies. He then sent those forensic audits to the FBI, and the FBI is currently investigating multiple entities within the tribe as a result of this audit.
What was the reaction when the verdict was announced on Thursday?
The room was silent. The council members had to vote separately on each article. They had to stand up and say guilty or not guilty or abstain. So the room was silent while this happened. The room was silent when the meeting went into recess. Following the vote, tribal council had a 10-minute recess in order to prepare for the inauguration of Vice Chief Bridgie Sneed as the principal chief. So when the meeting came back to order, Sneed and Chief Justice Kirk Sanuk were both in attendance to perform the swearing in. And that's when tensions kind of rose to the surface. Tribal members asked to speak before the swearing in. They asked that a special election be held rather than swearing in Sneed as principal chief. In fact, the outburst from the crowd was so loud and so sustained that the swearing in could not take place in the council house as planned. Sneed, the chief justice, as well as many members of council, went to the EBCI Justice Center, and the swearing-in was performed there instead.
So what's next after this? There's a new chief, but what is next now? This is something that's exceedingly rare to happen. Where do they go from here?
Well, a lot of those questions are largely unanswered at this point. We don't yet know who is going to be vice chief. We don't yet know who is going to be chairman of or vice chairman of tribal council if either of those people wind up taking the vice chief's position. Lambert has not yet decided whether he will seek any kind of legal recourse through the courts. A primary election is coming up on June 1st, which is Thursday. All 12 tribal council seats are open up for re-election this year, and that general election will take place in September. In addition, the FBI investigations are still ongoing, so it remains to be seen what, if any, charges will come as a result of that.
Holly Case, thanks so much for joining us today.
Pleasure to be here.